NHRMC Urgent Care, this is Vanya. How can I help you?
This week, the calls were more frequent at urgent care centers in the region as heat indexes hovered around 100 degrees and higher. Medical professionals say people still ignore the risks of high heat.
Absolutely, especially during the beginning parts of the spring or summer with the first real hot episodes.
Benjamin Pellegrin is a nurse practitioner at New Hanover Regional Medical Center's urgent care on Military Cutoff Road.
I think people definitely underestimate how hot it is and how sick someone can get from it. Those that are most vulnerable would be infants, children, elderly patients, and those with underlying medical conditions like high blood pressure or heart disease.
This time of year, 90 degrees may not sound all that hot, but then you factor in the heat index. Stephen Paff is a warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Wilmington. He says the heat index reflects the humidity and the temperature.
And basically, it's a gauge that lets us know how efficiently our body can cool. So if you have a dry environment and your body is trying to cool off, it's easier in that case versus a very humid environment with hot temperatures. We're just not as efficient, which puts us at risk for heat-related illnesses.
They include heat-related illnesses like heat stroke, muscle cramping, fatigue, weakness, dizziness, fainting, headaches, nausea, and vomiting. They can be very serious and they can kill. Again, Stephen Paff.
You know, overall, heat in the nation is the number one weather-related killer. Most people don't realize, they think it's tornadoes or hurricanes, but we can have significant heat outbreaks in part of the country where people aren't prepared or acclimated like we are here. You know, parts of the Midwest where not everybody has air conditioning.
But being prepared for it doesn't mean everyone shouldn't take extra precautions, especially the elderly, the young, and those who are ill. Pellegrin advises wearing loose-fitting clothing, hats, and scheduling activity at the beginning or the end of the day when it's cooler. And of course, cars heat up fast, so don't leave children or pets in the car. Summer has only just begun. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.